With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As soon as possible, that's Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan's timetable for electing a Speaker of the House. Jordan failed to win the Speaker's job in votes earlier this week, but moments ago he said he hopes to get the gavel by this coming weekend.
I think the American people are thirsty for change. I think they are hungry for leadership. And frankly, they know that the White House can't provide it. They know the Senate won't lead. And they are looking for House Republicans to step up and lead and make change on these important issues.
Issues including the Israel-Hamas war and the U.S. role in supporting its longtime ally, Israel. Saying it's vital for America's national security to back Israel and Ukraine, President Biden arguing for tens of billions of dollars more in U.S. aid for those countries. And the current Mideast crisis has the potential to disrupt global oil supplies, driving prices higher still.
The head of the International Energy Agency says the Israel-Hamas war is definitely not good news for oil markets already stretched by cutbacks on oil production from Saudi Arabia and Russia. Fatih Birol says if the conflict pushes prices higher, developing countries that import oil and other fuels would be the most affected. Mike Summers, president and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute, criticizes President Joe Biden's policies restricting new oil leases. Summers says the U.S. should learn from the 1973 energy crisis and that American oil and gas are needed now more than ever. Donna Water, Washington.
Police hunting for a motive and suspect in last night's fatal shooting of a Maryland circuit court judge at his home in Hagerstown, Maryland. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 120 points, NASDAQ futures off 73. This is SRN News. A Texas congregation is paying for sex change operations.
Galileo Church in Fort Worth will give any state resident $1,000 to help them take their child to another state for surgery. The congregation is fighting Texas' new law that bars sex change operations on kids and the prescription of drugs to keep a child from experiencing natural puberty. Galileo Church is associated with the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, a mainline Protestant denomination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked a Southern California school district policy requiring staff to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identity at school. Chino Valley Unified School District says parents have a right to know so they can provide their kids with any support they may need. This comes amid debates across the country over transgenderism and parental rights. More than 20 states have sought to curb the transgender offensive. This is SRN News. A Maryland police officer has been suspended after he was arrested on charges related to the U.S. Capitol riot.
The Montgomery County Police Department says steps are being taken to fire Officer Justin Lee. He was indicted on felony charges of assaulting a Metropolitan Police officer on January 6th of 2021. Lee was hired in nearby Montgomery County 6 months later. The department says it didn't know about his alleged involvement in the attack until July of this year, when it learned Lee was under FBI investigation. The attention from the FBI came after Lee shot and killed a man suspected of stabbing four people. He's been on administrative leave since then. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Baltimore firefighters mourning the loss of one of their own. The firefighter died while battling a blaze raging in multiple row houses in northwest Baltimore. Early last year, three firefighters died while battling a vacant row house fire in Baltimore. More details, SRNNews.com.